This could be the answer Donald Trump is searching for. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I'm fascinated by Donald Trump's idea for rounding up the country's 11 million undocumented immigrants.
Massive deportation force?
You're going to have a deportation force.
But he won't say publicly exactly how he tracked these people down. Going door to door demanding birth certificates probably wouldn't fly. But a TV station may have discovered a practical way to pull it off. Last week, WTHR in Indianapolis aired a report revealing that the IRS has been deliberately covering up the identities of people who file their taxes using stolen Social Security numbers, which is how illegal immigrants are able to get hired. According to whistleblowers, the IRS recognizes a ripped-off number right away because their computers check it. But you know what they do about it? Nothing. In part because they want the taxes from those illegal workers, which amount to about $12 billion a year. But now think about it. Since these tax returns have names and addresses, this means the IRS basically has a directory of every illegal taxpaying worker in the United States. If a President Trump decided to use that information, his deportation force would know exactly where to go and would have all the proof it needs to make the charges stick because tax returns are signed under penalty of perjury. Now, I have no idea if he's seen this report, but someone might want to bring it up at one of his town halls and just ask him if he'd use IRS records to round up illegal workers. Then we'd know how serious he is. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.